Now, tell me about your father.
City Counselling on 95BFM, our weekly chat with the good people of Auckland Council.
In his State of the Nation speech this week, National Party leader Christopher Luxon announced that, if elected, his party would scrap the regional fuel tax. Auckland mayoral candidate and Heart of the City executive, Chief Executive, Viv Beck, has also announced that a part of her platform is scrapping the Auckland regional fuel tax. For this week's regular chat with Auckland City Councillor Pippa Coombe, we talked about Auckland's regional fuel tax, what it funds, and the trade-off between increasing already high fuel prices for Aucklanders and funding essential public transport projects. I started by asking her what Auckland's regional fuel tax is and its purpose.
Well, the regional fuel tax was implemented back in 2018, and it was a way to raise funds for transport projects that at the time council was really struggling to get government to assist in funding and some of the big projects that we really needed around the region. And it was also seen as a way of plugging a funding gap while other sources of income were kind of looked at, like say congestion charges. And so the regional fuel tax is a, you know, added on to the cost of fuel and diesel.
Much of the discussion around this tax is around the cost for Aucklanders, but there isn't much talk about where this money goes. So what is the Auckland Regional Fuel Tax funding?
Well, it is about $150 million per annum, I think, that comes from the fuel tax. And it funds things like, I mean, the Eastern Busway is a really big project that it's funded, and because we had that fuel tax, we were able to leverage government funding as well. Puhinui Station, which has now given us that link to the airport, so we have like a congestion-free connection from downtown to the airport now, which not many people realise because we haven't been flying. More electric trains and road safety improvements, and then cycling projects as well are being funded from the regional fuel tax.
Do you view the regional fuel tax as a temporary measure, as you said, to kind of plug a gap in funding, or do you think it's something that we'll continue to need going forward as we develop public transport in Auckland?
Well, I think it's definitely needed for now, so to be talking about abolishing it would really jeopardise some big projects, and there isn't an alternative at the moment. But what we can see coming in potentially in a few years is moves to a congestion charge, which wouldn't be such a blunt instrument as we have with fuel tax, because at the moment everybody who fills up the tank can't avoid the tax. But with congestion charging, it would be based on peak times and say motorway routes or around the city centre, and so you'd have more choice about whether you actually pay the charge.
Why do you see this switch over to a congestion charge rather than the regional fuel tax as something happening in the future when gas prices are at not quite an all-time high, but very, very high right now? Why do you believe that this is not the time to scrap this tax and kind of ease off some of that pressure for Aucklanders?
Well, the tax is a very small percentage of the cost of filling up the tank, but it has a big impact in terms of what we can fund for the transport projects that Aucklanders need and that we need to get kind of delivered now. So I don't, you know, support scrapping it, but I am keen that we look at alternatives and move towards implementing alternatives as soon as we can.
You talked about some of the developments that this regional fuel tax is funding. Why are these so necessary? What's so important about funding public transport and developing it in a big way when obviously a lot of people already rely on cars for their transportation?
Well, if you just take the Eastern Busway, I've been at an event at Auckland Uni where students were talking about it taking them up to 90 minutes to come in from Howick. So they're spending, you know, like 3 hours of their day coming into uni. And this, of course, is pre-COVID, but even looking ahead, you know, we want to have a future where there's more in-person time and people coming into town to go to uni. But that's, you know, that's not university life to be spending 3 hours on a bus or stuck in traffic. So the Eastern Busway will provide a congestion-free link into the city centre and really slash time. And it will be available for all those who can't drive, don't want to drive, would rather use their time doing other things. And the eastern suburbs have really been poorly served by public transport up until now. So that the Eastern Busway will be a game changer, just like the Northern Expressway has been for the North Shore.
Finally, I want to ask you what your ideal vision of transport looks like in Auckland and how to kind of get there, how to achieve that vision.
And that's a very big question, but a great question. I really would like to see Auckland with the choices of transport that people want. And to have choice, we've got to have connected networks for active transport, for walking, cycling and e-mobility, including people who are in mobility chairs and scooters. And we've got to have a frequent, efficient, congestion-free public transport system. And then and they've got to be connected up. And that's the issue that we have at the moment. The only people who benefit from a connected network are drivers. And we know that the roads are very congested, travel times are increasing. So to have those alternatives and make it safe and normal to be able to not use a car or just really is really what I'm aiming for in Auckland and what I think Auckland really needs if we're going to function as a world-class city.
That was our fortnightly chat with Auckland City Councillor Pippa Coombe.
Have you tried mindfulness? Try mindfulness.
City Councilling on 95 BFM.